PBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. We are live here. It is 2:17 p.m. on September 4th, 2024. And I hope you had a good weekend. We didn't broadcast on Monday. Like any real American, I didn't labor on Labor Day. So I took it off and I relaxed. Well, I always have something to do. But I still had some things I had to get taken care of, but rested my voice because, you know, I preached a couple hours on Sunday, a couple on Saturday, a couple on Friday, a couple on three on Wednesday. And I knew that I just needed to take a break. We had great liberty to preach, though. I'll tell you, the state fair turned out better than it started. What a war. What an absolute war. We got out nearly 15,000 tracks. We skated out with one black eye, one bruised leg, badly bruised leg, by the way. Well, two bruised legs. Paul got it worse. His was black and blue. His was bad. So, and Garrick had a bruised leg. Paul had a black and blue leg. Lee got punched in the head. So, but this last week, the Lord really, you know, the last couple days, we really prayed very earnestly and fervently that God would give us liberty and that God would show up mightily and protect us and keep us and just really help us. And Saturday, you know, Saturday we showed up there, and what a blessing. The Lord intervened for us. We were at that location. They tried to drown us out, but they couldn't drown us out. The cops came over and just said, hey, could you turn it down just a little bit? I said, sure. I turned it down a little bit, and then he left. Then the next day, they brought out the speakers to try to drown us out with their wicked music. The people were all clapping on Saturday because they thought the cops were going to shut us down, and the cops didn't. The cops just laughed. And well, then the second day on Sunday, we went out there and they tried to shut us down on Sunday. They tried to drown us out. They had multiple music speakers out there, smoking pot, tried to drown us out, didn't work. We only had the hate. In fact, what they did was they caused us to turn up our amp only a quarter of the way, by the way. We have never blasted that amp. If we blast that amp, I think you could hear it all the way in Croatia. But we turned it up a quarter of the way, and you could hear it all the way down the road. The cops showed up and said, hey, could you turn, after about 2 hours, hey, could you turn that down a little bit? I said, sure, but those guys over there are blasting their speakers, and they come right over on top of us. Blasting their speaker. And the other guy, he was blasting. The other lady, old nasty, wicked, nasty woman, she was over there blasting a speaker. So we just blasted ours louder, and ours is way louder than what they had. Way louder. Well, then the cops showed up, and they were like, hey, Could you turn that down just a little bit? I said, sure. Actually, one cop drove by and shook our hand and said, thanks for being here. The other cop came by later and said, hey, could you turn that down a little bit? I said, yeah, the only reason why I turned it up was because of them. But you could hear us all the way up the way. We were going to have it all the way down. But because they blasted us, it enabled us to be able to spread the gospel farther. They didn't stop anything we were doing. Cop showed up and the cop went around the corner. I think he snuck around the corner to catch that guy blasting that speaker because he came back and he told that guy, I know I didn't hear everything he said or anything, but I could tell what he was saying to him. He told that guy, they have a right to be there and you can't blast that speaker to try to drown them out. That guy's like, well, I live here. And that cop's like, I don't care. You can't blast that speaker to drown those guys out. So they had to turn it down. And we just kept going. Preached all the way to the end. And no man hindered us. No man stopped us. So, praise the Lord for that. What a blessing. But anyway, so that turned out well. Praise God for that. Tomorrow, Pastor Jeffrey will head out in the morning. Early in the morning, he'll take off. And head here. He'll be here Thursday night sometime. Him and his three oldest sons. So look forward to spending time with them and preaching with Pastor Jeffrey. He'll preach for us on Sunday morning, and he'll preach for us on Wednesday. We'll have a busy weekend, though. It'll go Friday, Saturday, Sunday real quick. We'll be busy the whole weekend. And then Monday, we'll chill out a little bit and relax. But anyway, so lots going on there. You keep praying for our ministry. Pray that the Lord would bless us and meet our needs. You pray that God would continue to provide for us. And if you think about it, if you'd like to give towards our normal needs, you can do that. You could PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com, or you can do Apple Pay or Venmo, PastorCooley@iCloud.com, or you can mail us something at the bottom of the screen on Sermon Audio. Sermon Audio has just recently updated their stuff here. It's going to take a while for all these algorithms to catch up, I think, but anyway, it's 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. We appreciate it. If you'd give towards us and our ministry, towards the Lord's work. If you're not giving anywhere right now, if you don't have a local New Testament church that you're a member of, you got to give somewhere, right? You ought to give to the Lord's work somewhere. And if you're being fed here, you ought to do it here. Amen. Anyway, and if you would like to give towards Pastor Jeffrey as well, you can separately just mark that and I'll get it to him for this upcoming trip here. And we'll take up an offering at Old Paths Baptist Church for him too as well. But all the bills are due here right now. It's the first of the month. Everything's due, right? So you pray maybe the Lord would have you do something to help us as well. By the way, thank you for your donations for the tracks. Nearly 15,000 tracks. I think it was 14,700 something. tracks went out over the state fair, over the course of the state fair. 14,700, nearly 15,000 tracks. Thank you for donating to that. We put it to good use, friend. We put the gospel in the hands of 14,700 people. Not to mention the thousands upon thousands and the record numbers of people that were there. They had a record on Saturday of 260,000 people that were at that fair. And we preached to thousands of them. Did you print 17,000? Yes. We printed 7,000 for the Defeat of Jesse James days, 10,000 of the state fair tracks, and we had 4,000, we had 5,000 left over from the year before. So we printed a total of 17,000 tracks. 7,000 of them will be, Lord willing, handed out at the Defeat of Jesse James days. So if we get those out, which we probably will, that'll be close to 22,000 tracks in a month's time. So lots of tracks. This is our push time. This is more, we get more done during this time of year, right now and into October, than we do the entire year almost of preaching. We will take a few weeks off. 2 weeks from this coming Sunday, we will celebrate the 17th anniversary of Old Paths Baptist Church. So that's 2 weeks from this Sunday coming up. It will be our 17th anniversary. So we'll take a few weeks of preaching off until October. October, we will preach the entire month of October. Halloween events. So we will preach a number of Halloween events. And then in November, I'll take a week off and go somewhere. I'm going to go to Missouri. I'm going to be looking at Pastor Beller's archives of historical research and materials. And then we'll skate away. So I'll be in the St. Louis area for a couple days, maybe 3 days, and then I'm going to go to the Kansas City area for about 3 days or so, probably. More than likely, that's what we're going to be doing in November, to take off some time, because I'll need it. By then, I'll be pretty tired. And I got to spend that time so I can think a little bit, relax, have a lot of drive time, and think about what I'm going to do this spring. And I'm thinking very strongly about that. So I will be when I'm able to devote more time to prayer and thought into that. I have some ideas. I do have some ideas about going back to Europe, about the Trail of the Martyrs. I have some ideas about that. But anyway, so I'll need some time to think about that. And in November, I'll be able to do that after we're done. And I'll kind of wind down from the heavy evangelism. And then when I get back in November, of course, there'll be some different events. And in December, but it'll slow down a little bit, and then I'll be devoting more time to, starting in November, we'll devote more time to documentary work, recording in the studio, putting together our documentaries that we're going to release, and also getting prepared for what we do in the spring. So you pray for me about all that. It takes money to go to Europe, and this time I would take my wife with me and Silas, which he's pretty much free because he's a baby, but I would take him with and Hannah with. So and work on some research. And I want to tell the story of the martyrs, and I want to tell it the biblical way, the Baptist way. So, but I really have to, I believe that the Colosseum was the first installment of really starting to do that, because the next thing I have to talk about is the rise of the papacy and the Vatican and Constantinian state religion, which will lead to the persecution so much to do. So anyway, you pray. I've given you an update here. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys forever, but I'm updating you on all this stuff. I hope I'm not boring you to death, but I gives you something to pray about. Because if I do go to Europe, and if the Lord leads to go to Europe in this way, we definitely need prayer. We'll need financial support. And the Lord used it before. God used it. The Lord used you. He used people in our church to provide for us. So we were able to do that. And you saw the first installment, the Colosseum. We're not done yet. We've got the Vatican, and I may have to go back to the Vatican. I may have to go back there. So I believe my head would be a lot clearer if my wife was with me, though. I just would be. So anyway, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But you pray. It'll take thousands of dollars. And no, it's not a vacation, because Carl can attest to that. That's not a vacation. I'm not sightseeing and having, you know, vacations when I'm with my family, relax somewhere and enjoying their company. And, you know, not that I don't enjoy the people I'm with, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So anyway, but well, part of it, I do need to see that, Jason. But also the other thing is Spain. The Spanish Inquisition. So, yeah. Anyway, so we've got a lot, but Andrew and I have a lot of work. As soon as we are done with this evangelism run here in November, we're going to release a document. One of those documentaries is going to be released sooner than later, because I've got Pastor Jeffries in Israel on Israel and everything that I've got a lot. We just got to sit down and talk about all that and figure. I got to sit down with Andrew when we get time, but we don't have any time right now. So anyway, we'll figure all that out when the time comes. Pinky Sue said, I hope your wife gets to go. Well, I don't plan on going without her. I'll put it that way. So I'm pretty determined. Grandma and Grandpa live here with us. We bought this property together, so anyway. I don't plan on going without her. I know my limitations and what works, and that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work at all for me. So, yeah. Anyway. Lots to pray for. So you pray for us as we plan ahead and work on these things. All right, and I look forward to it. I'm excited about what God's going to do. I have things to do in Europe that I'm not done yet with. I know that. I won't even be with this next one, but I will tell you this. I believe there's I believe that story needs to be told. It needs the rise of the papacy. There's one more documentary already for the Vatican. I haven't even begun to really push the promotion of the Colosseum the way I want to either. I could use Micah on that full time. You know, doing that. But it's been seen by thousands so far, and I think it'll catch on. You know, I know that it will catch on more so. But anyway, it is what it is, right? So the censoring, because of YouTube censoring, unfortunately, it has not helped. You know, before when Hollywood Satanic Roots was on and those other documentaries, that I wasn't censored. So when they weren't censored, I had free reign on there and it just went everywhere. But you know, when I got censored, it changed a lot of things. So we just have to be a little more inventive, should we say, and to get around these other things that kind of hinder that. But that's okay. Wow, look, it has went up quite a bit though. Wow, it did go up a lot. I haven't checked that in a while. Look at that. It did go up quite a bit on Sermon Audio. That's nearly got 2,000 downloads. So it's about 2,500. Well, good. So it's getting watched there. And YouTube, I think it's a couple thousand maybe. And so good. Rumble's got a couple thousand, so it's fine. It'll get to who God wants it to get to. Amen. So praise the Lord. We'll see what happens, but I'm excited about it. I'm thinking about that, and I'll have to take some time to pray for that. Now, all right. So you're tired of hearing about all this stuff, probably. You're like, get on with it, buddy. Like that one guy said to me, unconditional love, buddy. When he poked, I think it was Garrick, he poked in the chest. That was funny. So good. I did promote this for a week. I've done it a couple times. If you want to promote this for a week on Sermon Audio, you can do that. You can click on the Colosseum on sermonaudio.com. You can click on the Colosseum. You could promote it for a day for $30. You could promote it for a whole week of 7 days for $150. That sends it out to their newsletter to thousands of people also. Okay? So if you want to, Sermon Audio, I would rather give them money than Facebook. I tried to promote it on Facebook, and they wouldn't let me. Facebook said, nope, sorry, bud, you don't qualify. You are a troublemaker. But it went to thousands of people through their newsletter. They also on Sermon Audio. So it'll go to everybody. It'll be like right here. You see where this is? On the front, on the page when they click on it? Well, then it also goes out to a newsletter email that goes to every single one of them. If you want to do that, go click on the Colosseum and you can click on promote. Or feature, text feature. They won't let me feature it. They don't let me feature it. But they will let you text feature it. just like this. They'll let you text feature it. Okay? And you can do that for $30 a day and it'll go on the front page. If you do it for a week, they'll charge you $150, but they'll send it out to their thousands of newsletters. That goes their newsletter that goes to like thousands of people. So anyway, I'd like to see this get to 10,000, to be honest with you. I really would. Because it means that Christian people are watching this. And they're waking up. The more they see it. Very important. That they wake up and see the direction. The way things are going. All right. We're talking about transgenders. And the reason we're talking about this is because it's a religion. Transgenderism is a religion. It's not scientific. It's not science. It's a religion. And if you don't agree with the state-sponsored religion of transgenderism, which is the beast religion, you're censored. You are marginalized. You might lose your job. You might be fired. You might be arrested like this man is in Ireland. Right? This teacher. Now, you all know that I don't agree with public school and all that kind of stuff. I mean, my positions are clear. I've made those things clear. However, here's the thing. This is a religion. And by the way, it does come from Rome. There's a book that I downloaded that Pastor Jeffrey sent me. And it's the Vatican, the Jesuit connection to BLM and to the LGBTQ. And the Jesuits in the Vatican support the LGBTQ movement. They openly say their open policy is we stand for the family. We stand for marriage between a man and a woman. We stand for against abortion. Their hidden agenda is financially supporting either the communist movement through BLM, through Antifa, which I have proof of, by the way, they support. Through Antifa, through BLM, right? I mean, just ask this guy.
Did you know that Black Lives Matter was an organization that was founded by a bunch of fat black lesbians who hate God, who hate the family, order of the family, who hate the unborn child? And they admitted, at least one of them, that they're a Marxist group and they've been trained to do what they're doing. Did you know it was founded by some fat black lesbians?
Wow, so, okay, so first of all...
Did you know that?
What we're not gonna do is insult folks, right?
Well, they claim to be lesbians and they're fat and they're black. Well, I didn't do it.
Well, so.
But did you know that it was founded by them?
I personally know them, right? So we're going to stop that part.
And you knew that before they joined. What made you join knowing that? Because normally men don't follow women like that. What made you do it? Did you know that Black Lives Matter was an organization that was founded by a bunch of fat black lesbians who hate God, who hate the family, order of the family, who hate the unborn child, and they admit it, at least one of them, that they're a Marxist group and they've been trained to do what they're doing. Did you know it was founded by some fat black lesbians?
Wow, so, okay, so first of all...
Did you know that?
What we're not going to do is insult folks, right?
Well, they claim to be lesbians, and they're fat, and they're black. Well, I didn't do it.
Well, I didn't do it.
But did you know that it was founded by them?
I personally know them, right? So we're going to stop that part.
And you knew that before they joined. What made you join knowing that? Because normally men don't follow women like that. What made you do it? Did you?
That's right. Normally men don't follow women like that. However, when it's part of the Jesuit order, let me see. If I have that on here. Give me 1 second. I was going to show you. Because you know how I'm not, I don't like really telling you stuff. I like showing you stuff. This is not it. Not that. What's this one? No, it wouldn't be that far back. Ah, hold on. I'm looking. Hold on. Okay, it's not there, but I do know where it is. Oh, I know where it is. I bet it's right here. Come on, I know you're here somewhere. What is that?
All right, then.
I don't know what that is. Let me see here. Let's see if I got under recent, all right? Okay, there's that one. There it is. I knew I had it. I knew it. Don't get mad at me. Don't leave because I found it. Here it is. Rome, the Jesuits, Black Lives Matter, and the Communist Revolution. There it is. And in this, there is much proof of the connections of Black Lives Matter. Those, in the words of our friend Jesse Lee Peterson, fat black lesbians, right? The money, the Jesuits of Rome sent them money. Okay? And they're involved with this movement through the funding of these organizations. They fund these organizations and they push transgenderism. It's the religion of the beast. It's Baphomet. How many times have I showed you that it's Baphomet? It's neither male nor female. It's androgynous. Remember that? Remember years ago? Let's see. Oh, I spelled it wrong. There we go. Remember this a long time ago? The Baphomet bathroom battle? Stay out of the girls' bathroom, you pervert! Classic title from 2016. And I might add, one of the most classic titles that I think has ever been placed on any sermon, at least in the last 200 years. Am I right? I mean, come on, really. The Baphomet bathroom battle. Stay out of the girls' bathroom, you pervert. That was preached back in 2016. Huh? Then we had Christian androgyny raising children in an LGBTQ-friendly world. And then, of course, transgender-friendly Bible versions. And then the original, the biblical case against transgenders, which I might say I was a little bit ahead of my time, wouldn't you say? I mean, after all, that was 2014, and it is now 2024. We just had the 10th anniversary for that sermon. We should have celebrated that. Carl, why was there no celebration over the 10th anniversary of that sermon? Back in 2014, that was preached. On my anniversary, no less. 6/29. I think that's when I got married. I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway. So, that was, this is their goal. This is the Jesuit order's goal. They are part of this. Right? The Knights Templar, the revived Knights Templar, the Jesuit order. Right? That's a simple history of, oh, look, it's not wanting to come up for some reason. What's the matter with you anyway? There we go. Anyway. So this teacher is arrested at his home. Why? For refusing to use preferred pronouns at school. So they want me, when a dude walks up to me, and he's dressed like a woman, they want me to believe by faith that that's a woman. Because there's no scientific proof that's a woman. It's not repeatable, testable, observable science. Why? Well, because we know the way God made things. Seven times God's perfect number. So God created man in his image, in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. That's God's way. That's how God made man. Now, science proves that there are only two genders. Science proves it. Does it not? Science proves that there are only two genders. Because in the beginning, God made them male and female. There's no argument there. That is clearly repeatable, testable, observable science. Right? It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's very simple science, is it not? I don't see how it can't be. Let's see here. There it is.
You were born a man.
You were born a man. You were born a man. You were born a man.
Right.
It is delusion. Yeah. It absolutely, how is it not? It's made up. It's made up. There's nowhere.
Let me find, here we go. Here it is. Here's a good one right here.
You weren't born with a uterus. That's just fact.
No, there's not. There's nothing wrong with her.
I know, I agree. Him. I agree. No.
Yeah.
You were born a man.
Her.
No.
Yes.
That's a man.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It is.
One more time for clarity, of course.
You weren't born with a uterus. That's just fact.
There's nothing wrong with her.
I know, I agree. Him. I
her.
Agree. No.
Yeah.
You were born a man.
Her.
No.
Yes.
That's a man.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It is.
They just had a really hard time understanding that. I don't know what the problem was. Right? They just didn't understand, I guess. They look so confused that somebody actually told them the truth. It's because it's their religion. It's their religion. And if you speak against their religion, because the Bible has good science in it. Here it is. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created them. Male and female created them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Amen. And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? That's how God made them. By the way, that is repeatable, testable, and observable science, is it not? Right? Very simple. But what they believe by faith. And if you don't believe what they believe by faith, they're going to persecute you. Because it's the religion of the beast. Remember, anything. I'll show you. Watch this. We are at our favorite chapter, one of our favorite chapters of the Bible in dealing with this, with any issue on Antichrist. You know that I have preached probably more on that Antichrist spirit and the Antichrist as a person and the beast system more than probably any preacher you know. And look what it says here. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped. What does that mean? All that is called God, every way that God did everything, he wishes to blaspheme and he wishes to counterfeit it. That's what he's doing. And that's what it's about. Blasphemy and counterfeiting all that is above all that is called God. So what is that? That's the truth of male and female. That's why it's the religion of the beast. That's why. Okay. That's what Satan does. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Okay, so they are transformed. That's what the transgender movement is about. It's about transformation. That's the goal. That's the religion. It exalts itself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Satan was Lucifer, and he fell, and it altered him. He is that altered beast. The Antichrist cannot be fully God and fully man, but he will counterfeit it, and he will be fully man and partially Satan. He will be the altered beast. And that's what transgenderism is. It is the image of the beast. Look at this. It's the image. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. The Antichrist will be the image of the beast. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. The Antichrist will be the image of the beast. He will mock it. He will counterfeit it. That's their religion. Okay. Satan, the devil, does not preach moral absolutes. No. There are no absolutes with Satan. That's the difference. With the Antichrist, there will be no absolutes. There will be none. Transgenderism is a picture of that religion. It has no absolutes. There are none. You can be anything you want to be, or a hybridization of anything. That's what Satan does. Let's go to Genesis 6. Here are the hybrids. And it came to pass when men began to multiply. So we have men that began to multiply in the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. We have men, we have daughters. We have male, we have female. Then we have the sons of God, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And then God makes the distinction. The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. There's God's absolute. Man. Woman. Those are God's absolute. Man. Woman. Absolutes. What does Satan bring in? Hybridization. Are you paying attention? Satan brings in the third strand, something different. It's a transformation. It's a hybridization. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. The sons of God came into the daughters of men. Sons of God were angels, fallen ones. They came in unto the daughters of men. And they bear children to them. And then we go through the scriptures, and the giants ...21 times we have that word giant used. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. They are not human. They are not fully human. They're not fully human. Who did this? Satan. Satan did this. That's his plan. There were giants in the earth, right? And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. They were the sons of Anak, which also were counted giants, right? In Deuteronomy 2:11. By the way, I'm not saying transgenders aren't human. I'm saying they're transforming themselves so they're neither male nor female. Well, what are they? They're hybridization. They're transformers. More than meets the eye, right? The Emims dwelt therein in times past, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims, which also were accounted giants as the Anakims. These are all giants. They're not human beings fully. Deuteronomy 2:20. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt there in an old time. And the Ammonites called them Zamzumims. A people great and tall and many, as tall as the Anakims. But the Lord destroyed them before them. Then we have Og, king of Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the giants. They're not that perfectly human. That's why there's this race to merge man and machine, Elon Musk, who put the chip inside the man's brain. Two men now. Because they're trying to make supermen. So male and female aren't good enough. So your transgenders have to go a step further. Right? Male and female, they have to be transgenders. They want to change their gender. Well, you can't do that. You're not a god. You don't have power to do that. I know, but they have power to deceive. And that's why the transgender movement is satanic. Because it's propaganda and it's power to deceive. That's what it is. That's Satan. Because you're looking at people and you're telling them, well, you gotta believe that I'm a boy, but you were born a girl. And even your DNA proves what you are. Yeah, but I'm a girl. Yeah, but you were born a man. See, it's deception. It's altered beast. It's what Satan wants to do. But in order to do that, he has to condition the mind. And that's what's going on now. There's a great propagandizing that's going on. There's a great mind control that's going on. The only people that will not fall for it are born again people that have the Holy Ghost. Why? Well, because they believe what God's word says. They believe what God's word says. And the only way you can keep from that the Bible says very plainly, and I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, this is how you have the mind of Christ. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. It's satanic. It's a satanic movement. It's deception. That's what it is. And the deception is strong and it's powerful. And unless you think with the mind of Christ, you're going to fall for the things that you see. You're going to fall for them. Excuse me. Okay. Hopefully I'm done with that now. Okay. Excuse me. Now, so here's this teacher in Ireland. And the dissenter writes, if you don't think this world has gone mad, just look at Ireland and view the clip at the bottom of the this article. Ireland is only a few years ahead of the rest of the Western world, but mark my words, it won't be long. In a stunning display of state-sanctioned insanity, Irish teacher Enoch Burke has been arrested again for the grave offense of believing and teaching basic biological reality. This man has been dragged through the courts, handcuffed, thrown into jail simply for refusing to call a boy a girl. In the lunatic asylum that is modern Ireland, coming soon to the U.S. state near you, where the thought police reign supreme and free speech is a distant memory, Burke's crime was nothing more than refusing to bow to the radical transgender ideology sweeping through the halls of power. So let's unpack this circus. Enoch Burke, a teacher at Wilson's Hospital School, dared to defy the all-encompassing state-enforced dogma that demands we all pretend men can become women and vice versa. His refusal to address a transitioning student by their preferred pronouns, a demand that contradicts not just his Christian beliefs, but basic biological facts, was enough to earn him a one-way ticket to prison. Burke was dismissed from his job for this supposed gross misconduct, yet he continued to show up at school unrepentant and persistent in his stance. And what does the so-called justice system do in response? Do they respect his deeply held convictions? Do they acknowledge his right to disagree? Of course not. Instead, they bring in Judge Barry O'Donnell, got to be a Roman Catholic, a man who once made nearly £400,000 as a barrister representing Tulsa, the Irish state so-called child protection agency. An agency, mind you, that's now so thoroughly marinated in LGBTQ ideology that they make accepting this perversion a condition for fostering children. You could almost hear the gears of this bureaucratic machine creaking under the weight of its own hypocrisy. How delightful to think that a Christian teacher could expect justice from someone so deeply entrenched in the very ideology he opposes. But let's not stop there. This entire farce is a perfect illustration of the Orwellian nightmare that modern Ireland has become. Imagine a world where four police officers are dispatched not to stop a violent crime or prevent a robbery, but to arrest a teacher for refusing to say something he knows is a lie. The Garda, with a solemnity that would be more fitting for a murder investigation, show up at the Burke family home to haul him away like some modern-day heretic refusing to recant before the Grand Inquisitor. The message is clear. Conform or we will crush you. See, this is like the Inquisition, the Spanish Inquisition. You don't comply. We label you a heretic. And we arrest you. That's how it works. You either believe our state-sponsored religion or you're going to lose your job, you're going to be arrested, you're going to be fined, and we're going to throw you in prison. Because you don't support our state-sponsored religion. And what of Burke's supposed crime? He didn't assault anyone. He didn't steal anything. His crime was daring to think for himself, to think rationally, to believe in the immutable truths of the Christian faith, and to refuse to parrot the insane demands of a society that lost its mind. Yet the state, in all its manifest wisdom, decided that this was a man who needed to be taught a lesson. They couldn't have a dissenter, no pun intended, running around after all, especially not one who might inspire others to think for themselves. Interestingly, Burke is still being paid his salary by the Department of Education. Yes, the very institution that fired him is still signing his paychecks as his appeal drags on. It's almost as if they know deep down that they've overplayed their hand, that this whole charade is a house of cards waiting to collapse. Yet they keep pushing forward, driven by a blind commitment to an ideology that brooks no dissent. So what are we to make of all this? Are we really supposed to believe that this is about protecting children or fostering inclusion? Or is it more likely this is about power, about forcing everyone, no matter their beliefs, to toe the line? Burke's arrest is just one more brick in the wall of a world that is rapidly losing touch with reality. A society where truth is whatever the collective backed by the state says it is, and where those who dare to disagree are punished with the full force of the law. And I don't know how long this video is, but we'll watch it here.
I have a right to work here.
He has a right.
I have a right to be here.
Mm-hmm. And you're arresting
not
him.
To tell students you they need to tell
puberty
blockers.
You're arresting him because he won't endorse Trump's gender ideology.
Shame upon you. Here at Wilson's Hospital School. Zeno Clark, teacher.
So, because this guy doesn't believe in their religion, their state-sponsored religion, they throw him in a cage. See, this is part of the medical inquisition. This is part of the Jesuit medical inquisition. This treatment. If you don't believe in our religion of the beast, our state-sponsored religion that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, even though scientifically that's impossible, and you're asking me to believe it by faith, you're asking me to believe in your miracles from your God. That's what they're doing. They're asking someone to believe in their miracles. And if they don't, they throw them in jail.
Been arrested for not accepting transgenderism.
Nor should I. And I'm not going to turn my back on my duty to my students.
No, and I'm not going to turn my back on my duty.
No, you don't have a duty to do what's wrong.
No, you never.
And to bring me before the court.
Even though there's abuse inside those gates.
To bring me before the court.
This is a disgrace.
Children are being taught. Tell a young boy.
Surgery.
Yes. Surgery. Mutilation.
Yes.
Mutilation.
It's a disgrace.
Mutilation.
Mutilation. An absolute disgrace.
Telling a boy that he's gender neutral, yeah, that he has to take chemicals, that he has to take chemicals, that he has to take chemicals,
that he has to take
chemicals, that he has to take chemicals,
not going to be heavy
handed.
You can tell that cop is conflicted. He knows what he's doing is wrong. You can tell. He's like, I'm not going to be heavy handed. I'm not going to be. You can tell he knows what he's doing is wrong. Because he has somewhat of a conscience still. He knows he's wrong.
Shame upon you. Shame upon you, Garvey. Shame upon you. This is an innocent teacher, a Christian man. Shame upon you, Garvey Shiakona.
Burke has broken no law.
I have a right to my job. I have a right to work here.
He has a right.
I have a right to be here. And you're arresting him. To tell students they need to tell puberty blockers.
You're arresting him because he won't endorse for young that they need to take
shame upon you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on you, man. Shame.
Just seen what happened there. We're here at Wilson's Hospital School in County Farnham, County Westmeath. Enoch Burke just thrown in the back of a Garda van, locked up, taken away from his place of work. It was demanded of him that he accept, that he endorse transgenderism. And this is the result of it today.
Right, they don't want toleration. They're not asking for toleration. They're asking for participation. You have to go along with that religion. And if you don't go along with that religion and you don't participate in that religion, then they want to throw you in jail. That's just how it works. That's how they work. That's the religion of the beast.
He said no, and he's been taken away in a Garda van.
Now, Enoch Burke didn't appear in court on Friday. I was there with Ami, my daughter, and of course we were removed from the court at the end for simply asking Justice Barry O'Donnell, did he not care that children are being abused at this stage in...
No, he works for DHS. He doesn't care if children are abused. It's part of his job. They just like taking Christian kids away from families and making Christian kids look like devils. Who did that? The Roman Inquisition. They did the same thing. They made up lies about the Albigenses. They made up lies about the Petrobrusians. They made up lies about the Vaudois. And they, you know what they said? They said, oh, they eat their children at midnight. They get together and they eat them. Well, how come they have so many kids if they're eating them all the time? Oh. And then they'd come out and say mixed thing. Well, they're pious people. Pious people don't eat their own children. But that's how much of a liar, that's how much liars they were. Well, that's the medical inquisition. That's the Department of Education. That's DHS. It's all of them. That's who they are. That's just who they are.
Irish schools, because using the they pronoun is the first step in puberty blockers, abuse, surgery, terrible agony for young people, maybe regret, suicide.
Yes.
This is a fact.
That's the truth.
Justice Barry O'Donnell, sitting there waiting to interrogate my son when he would appear. Now, Justice Barry O'Donnell was nominated last year to be a judge of the High Court by our first gay or sodomite Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who has since skipped it. And nobody.
Good for her. Good for her. She called him a sodomite. That was good, man. Good for her. I'm glad she called him a sodomite or gay or sodomite. Good for her.
First gay or sodomite Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who has since skipped it and nobody knows why. But he was nominated and appointed, of course, by the socialist president, Michael D. Higgins, to a judge of the High Court. Before that, as a barrister, he had worked for many years with TUSLA. Now, we know that TUSLA are promoters, big-time promoters of transgender ideology,
yes,
of LGBTQ+, anything you want, transgender ideology. Mm-hmm. Barry O'Donnell, as a barrister, worked for many years with them. He was one of their most high-paid barristers in 2016 to 2018, earning over, up on 400,000 euro, almost half a million of taxpayers' money from TUSLA. Now, TUSLA, the way they work is in camera. The vulnerable family are taken in behind closed doors. No press, no public. Nobody there to stand up for them. The majority of them have legal aid solicitors who are also working for the state. You have Barry O'Donnell, a barrister, working for TUSLA. Promoters of every anti-Christian, I would say, idea. You will not get a job with TUSLA if you're a real Christian. No. If you believe that God made them male and female, you will not get a job with TUSLA. He was the second highest paid barrister. Out of 77 barristers, second highest paid in that period of time, earning almost half a million. What a mockery. What an absolute mockery of justice.
It's the destruction of
absolute destruction of young people. Mm-hmm. And my son has been taken now, been handcuffed and been taken to Mountjoy prison again. It's a disgrace on our country. Shame on every teacher. Shame on every teacher who is abusing a child by teaching them such satanic wickedness behind these gates of these schools. Shame upon the parents. Stand up for your children, I would say. Please stand up for your children.
Wow. Well, that was pretty powerful, actually. I mean, I don't know her background or anything like that. It really doesn't matter. But what she said was true. And, you know, she's talking about her son, who's just been hauled away in cuffs because he didn't believe in their religion. What is their religion? Transgenderism. That's a religion. They look at you and they're men or they're boys or they're women and they're girls. And they expect you to believe that in the beginning God made them male and not to believe that in the beginning God made them male and female. Well, I think it's his mother, Carl. I think he's letting the mom talk because she's like super passionate right now because her son just got hauled off to jail. I don't know what the guy's like. I don't even know him. But here's the thing. This man is hauled off there. Why? Because he didn't agree with their religion. They said that this lady in his school, or boy in this school, was a woman now, and he had to address them as a woman. And when he didn't believe their religion, when he didn't believe what they were saying, what did they do? They arrested him. They just hauled him off in cuffs and said, well, you're not allowed to do that. You have to believe that this is a boy or a girl or whatever. You have to believe the religion of transgenderism. And if you don't believe that religion, we're going to throw you into jail. What is that? It's a state-sponsored religion. It's not scientific. It's not science. In fact, it would be a miracle. They're asking him to believe a miracle that they turn themselves, into the opposite sex, that they were able to do that. that they had power to do that. So if you don't believe my miracle, you're going to jail. Well, I could see with my own eyes. That you're a girl. I'm not going to believe you're a boy. Nope, you have to accept my religion. If you don't accept my religion and participate in it, and if you reject my miracles, then you're going to jail. It's a religion. Right, so go off to the education camps, right? Time to go off to the re-education camp. That's what they're doing. And that religion is spreading everywhere. Here's the Abbott Elementary star Cheryl Lee. Ralph lectures fans over 40 to respect children's pronouns. A Kamala Harris supporter, right, took to social media to lecture her fans who are over the age of 40 about respecting the preferred pronouns that children today demand to be called. The things you used to say and do when you were young, they're not going to work right now. You're going to have to accept their pronouns. These children right about now, they want to be called by their name. They want to be respected with their pronouns. I don't care what they want. Now, I know it might be hard for some of you to say, hey, Apple, how are you doing? It might be even more difficult for some folks when maybe they don't look like a he or a she to you, but they want to be called they, him, or her. Call them by their name. Please don't call them out of their name, she said. Just try. See, that's a religion. You just got to believe, that's all. You just got to believe. You just need to believe. You just need to believe what they're telling you by faith. And if you start saying it, well, then it'll come true. What is that? That's a religion. They're asking you to practice their religion. Right? As Breitbart News reported, more young people than ever are beginning to doubt their biological sex as academia. The entertainment industry, mainstream media, and celebrities continue to hype the concept of a non-binary identity and transgenderism. See, that's the problem. Non-binary. You're not bound by anything. Because Satan rejects absolutes, and the religion of the beast rejects absolutes. God has absolutes. In the beginning, God made them male and female. God has absolutes. Satan does not. Therefore, Satan causes man to question everything. Yea, hath God said? Yea, hath God said? What is that? To question. No absolutes. That's the religion of transgenderism, no absolutes. Studies also strongly suggest that social contagion is a factor in teenagers and young adults identifying as transgender. In June, Rosie O'Donnell raved about her 10-year-old daughter telling her gender is infinite, adding, when your child tells you who they are, believe them. That is the dumbest thing ever. So if my child told me they were a dragon, if they told me they were an aardvark, an anteater, I'm just supposed to believe them. Who are the adults and who are the children? And I don't even want to know what Rosie O'Donnell did to those children. I don't even want to know how bad she messed them up. She said to me, they said to me, oh, she prefers they, them. They said to me. Her child said, I prefer they, them. You mean like we are legion, we are many? The child is possessed by devils. They said to me, she prefers they, them. I got a tattoo of it so that I would remember, O'Donnell said. So when immature children raise children, nobody gets raised. She said to me, they said to me, she prefers they, them. I got a tattoo of it so that I would remember. O'Donnell said, when I was a kid, there was a word that everyone used called tomboy, but it wasn't an insult. You could be a tomboy and nobody thought it was weird or bad. I do. It's androgynous. It's stupid. O'Donnell, who still couldn't seem to remember that her daughter demands to be called despite the tattoo, added, she said, they said to me, Mommy, there are some kids in my class who don't even know their gender. Oh boy. This is a religion. You see, it's strong delusion. It's a religion. It's the religion of the beast. See, God deals in absolutes, but with evolution, you can evolve into whatever you want to be. You can be whatever you want to be. Right? Whatever you want. So you think maybe her daughter, which she didn't even have her probably, but her daughter doesn't know what she is or prefers they, them because her mom is a raging dyke? who taught her there are no moral absolutes, postmodernism, perversion, probably a whole lot worse than that that I'm not going to get into. So it only gets worse, right? It only gets worse. It doesn't get any better, right? It can't get better if they don't get saved. But that's what they are. And this is their religion. Another one, female dart players threatened with disciplinary action for refusing to compete against trans opponents. What is it? It's a religion. They say they're, but they're not women. That doesn't matter. They say they are, so they can be anything they want to be. Right? Except if you're a man and you go to the doctor and you ask him for a hysterectomy. Or if a man goes to a gynecologist, what does the doctor tell him? Well, you don't have a female reproductive system, so why would you come to a gynecologist for a pap smear? A pap smear, why would you come for that? Well, you don't have female body parts. Right? Right. That's where the science begins and the religion ends. Doesn't it? Yeah. See, that's where the science begins and their religion ends. Because that doctor's like, well, I can't give you a hysterectomy. Right? It's not possible. Doesn't work that way. Let's see. There was another one. Nope, that's not it. Let me check another one here. Might not have got it on here. Nope, that one's not it. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay. Here's a crazy, I won't even read this to you, but a crazy transgender. Nashville school shooter was a crazy transgender. I'm a sad boy born with a puny female body part. That's how I'll put that. Why is that? Because they're being told there's something else. That's why. See, they have a religion that has no moral absolutes. It's anything goes. It's the Antichrist beast religion that is exalted above all that is called God or that is worshipped. And soon there will be no binary, right? No bounds for what they do. Right? As they take children and they're morphing them. And if anybody is not in agreement with that, if anybody doesn't follow that religion, if you don't believe like they do, right? If you don't believe like they do, then you're going to be arrested for speaking against the religion of the beast. You're going to be arrested for not believing them. You're just going to be arrested for it. It's just how it's going to work. And it's going to get worse, by the way. That's why it's important that you and I stand up against this. It's important that you and I preach the truth and that our authority for what we believe is the word of God. Because if it isn't, because I'm going to tell you, Trump is already pro-transgender. Biden is already, and Kamala Harris, they're pro-transgender. They just have different degrees as to what they accept. And if you don't accept it, you're going to be what's holding progress back. You're what's holding progress back. But in all actuality, that's why that's witchcraft. Because in all actuality, what you're doing is being salt to preserve society from complete ruin and destruction. Churches have to be salt and light to preserve society from being destroyed. They have to preach the word. Men have to get out there and preach. We got to get out there and evangelize. It ain't going to be a Trump rally that's going to change anything because they're all pushing the same agenda. Trump just says, well, I don't think they should do that to the kids. But Caitlyn Jenner is one of Bruce Jenner alias Devil Possessed Caitlyn Jenner, is his number one supporter. You see what I mean? They're all in on it. God's people, we follow the narrow way. We believe what God says in his word. In the beginning, God made them male and female. We already have our religion. So we believe the Bible. We believe God's holy word. We follow God's words. We believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. We believe what God says about being fruitful and multiplying and replenishing the earth. We believe what God says. And none of that can be accomplished by the LGBTQ movement. It's time that God's people wake up. It's not a political ideology that's going to change anything. It's the scriptures. It's the Bible. It's the words of God that will change the world. It is nothing else, because nothing else can. We have to snatch them from the fires. And that's only accomplished through the words of God. That's it. It's the only way. Let's see.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry, said he.
Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Told me before. Did he so love me, a poor little boy? Send unto me the good tidings of joy. Need I not perish, my hand will he hold. Nobody ever the story has told.
Tell it.
While low sank the sun in the west.
Lord,
Amen and amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. And no broadcast Friday, but we will be broadcasting live from outside of the defeat of Jesse James days. We will be preaching starting at 5 p.m. Central Time. And that's 5 p.m. Central Time. We'll be preaching probably for 4 hours. We'll be streaming live from the streets. Viewer discretion is advised. It is Northfield, and they are nasty. So anyway, but, pray for us. 5 to 9 p.m., I'm guessing, is probably what we'll go to, 5 to 9. 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday. And then Saturday, we'll be preaching from, I would say, 1 o'clock till about 4:30. Probably 12:30 to 4:30 is what I'm thinking. And then we'll go eat some dinner. And then we'll come back out and preach at night. We'll preach the night. It'll be like, generally it's like 6:30 to 9:30 or something like that, you know. So anyway, 5 p.m. Friday night, Central Time. We'll be live, Lord willing. All right? And again, if you'd like to give to our ministry, here's how. You can go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. You can click on the give button. That'll take you here. You can click on our PayPal, or you can mail us something to 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. If you're able to, our PayPal address is salvationpreacher@gmail.com, or you can do Apple Pay or Venmo. That is PastorCooley@iCloud.com. All right, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much for your prayers. Please pray for us. Don't forget. And we'll talk to you, Lord willing, coming up here pretty soon. Oh, tonight we'll be live too. In about 3.5 hours, I'll be preaching out of the book of Ephesians, talking about biblical unity and walking in meekness, all right? Meekness, not meanness. All right, everybody. God bless you. Take care.